Let's turn our attention to the latest crime statistics now. And when he released them this afternoon, the police minister began his speech by saying, "Today I wish to start my address by highlighting a crisis that is unfolding and has the potential to threaten the country's peace and stability. The death of South African police service members at the hands of callous, heartless and brazen criminals. In the first months of this year, 24 policemen and women were killed." We're joined now by the police ministry spokesperson, Lorenzo Temba. Lorenzo, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Would you say that this is the most worrying aspect of the latest crime statistics, the attacks that are happening on police officers?
Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I also just want to take this time to wish John a speedy recovery. Just to answer your question, certainly not. It's one of the worrying aspects of the statistics that we are releasing today. It is worrying and it is a problem that 24 police officers are being killed. And what the minister also touched on in his opening remarks was the fact that there seems to be, a very nonchalant attitude from the communities. There's absolutely no outrage. And we know that even in the Western Cape, we've seen communities turning against police who are trying and attempting to make arrests or trying to solve a crime. So he was really just appealing to communities out there to change their attitude, but also assist police with information that can help in apprehending these criminals that are taking the lives of police officers, but also just taking the lives of thousands of South Africans. We know that 4,976 people were killed in the first 3 months of 2021. So this is one of the very alarming statistics that we are reporting today. So certainly the 24 officers being killed is very worrying for us in the SAPS, but more worrying is the fact that over 4,000 people, close to 5,000 actually, have been killed in just 3 months of 2021.
Lorenzo, where are we seeing the highest number of murders when we look at the country?
Well, we have a system that where we monitor the murders, and we put it and project it as the top 30 stations. And unfortunately, the first three stations that are reporting the highest number of murders is in KZN. That's followed by another five. That's in the Western Cape. So Khayelitsha, Mfuleni, Klerfontein, Gulf, Inyanga, and Gugulethu are stubbornly in the top 30 stations. And they are reporting the highest amounts or the highest cases of murder. And we also have to add on that, unfortunately, 1,327 people that were killed in the residence, in their residence or the residence of the victim, and the perpetrator. So this means that people have been killed in places where they're supposed to be safe, you know, in homes of their family or their friends and their neighbors. In some instances, we're seeing that many of the murders are happening in a domestic relationship. So the people are known to each other. Mm. The people have some sort of relationship, whether it be a husband, a wife, a brother, an uncle, and so forth. So that is quite worrying that those sort of incidents are happening. And more worrying is the fact that about 2,378 people are being killed in public places, such as streets, open fields, recreational parks, beaches, and so forth. And we are also not disputing that alcohol plays a very big role in many of the murders that we're seeing happening.
Lorenzo, if we turn our attention to sexual crime, which is always such a problem in our country, what are the numbers looking like?
It's not just a problem, it's a national shame. And this is what the minister has said today, that rape is a national shame of the country. 9,518 people, and I say people because we tend to lean towards a woman being raped, but now we're seeing that women and children are not spared from this violent crime. 9,518 people have been raped in the first 3 months of 2021. While this is there is a decline in sexual offences, we are seeing this high number taking place. And what we're also seeing is that, you know, out of 6,893 rape incidents, 4,130 of them took place at a home of the victim or the home of the alleged perpetrator. Again, it talks about people are being violated, people are being killed, people are having their bodies being subjected to the most horrendous things in places where they're supposed to be the most safe.
Well, Lorenzo, for me, the most worrying thing about this is that this is reported rape. And we know that rape largely goes unreported.
This is exactly the point, that these are the people that have, you know, plugged up the courage, have the resources, or even just were able to just go and present themselves to the nearest police station or call the police to come and assist them after this terrible ordeal. We know that there are many more that have gone unreported, but the ones that haven't reported are sitting at over 9,000. This, unfortunately, is a decrease, but it's still so worrying.
Lorenzo, if people are interested in learning more about the crime stats, is there a platform or a website they can go about doing so? You and I obviously can't cover all the facts and figures in the short time that we have this afternoon.
Absolutely. We also urge South Africans, we also urge your listeners at Cape Talk to go to our website at www.saps.gov.za. That's saps.gov.za, where not only do we have a national picture, but we also have provincial breakdown, which will demonstrate the extent of where we are as a country when it comes to crime and what we're doing as the SAPS to make sure that people like me and you and your listeners are safe, or at least they are being kept safe as best as possible with the restraint, with the constraints that we are met with. For example, we know that 618 police officers have died from COVID-19. And as you have rightly started your introduction, 24 police officers have been killed in the hands of criminals.
Always such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you, Lorenzo Temba, Police Ministry spokesperson.